Okay, here we go. Famous Rambans. This is a world-famous Ramban, which you have to know. There are certain things that are just part of our Masorah. So Yaakov, in this week's parasha, gives brachos to the brothers, to the Shvatim. Some of them, it's not such good brachos. You know, he's giving them Musar. To Yehuda, here's the famous pasuk: Lo Yasur, Shevet Me Yehuda, Umchokek Mi Bein Raglav. The scepter shall not depart from Yehuda, nor a scholar from among his descendants. Ad Kiyavo Shiva, until the Mashiach comes. So Shevet is the symbol of being the king. So Pasuk is talking about Yaakov declaring that Yehuda will be the source of Malchus. His descendants will be the kings. You got it? His descendants will be the kings. So look here. Look here, page 1. Page 1, I marked it off. HaKasuf HaZer Remez Ki Yaakov Himlich Shevet Yehuda Alechav. Yaakov made Shevet Yehuda the king over his brothers. V'horish LeYehuda HaMemshala Al Yisrael. That Yehuda will be the ruler over the Jewish people. As David says, Vayichar Hashem Elkei Yisrael Bo Mikol Beis Avi L'Melech Al Yisrael Li'Olam Ki Yehuda Bachar L'Nagi, etc. V'yamar Lo Yasur L'Yermoz Ki Yimloch Shevet Achar Al Yisrael Aval Me'eis She'yocho Lios Yehuda Shevet Malchus Lios Yemeter Shevet Al Shevet Achar. It says Lo Yasur, it won't leave. What's the mashmos of won't leave? It won't. The Malchus won't leave. What does that imply? It might start somewhere else, but once Yehuda gets it, it's never going to leave. Where did it start? With Shaul. He was from Binyamin. So that's the remez. That's the remez that although the Malchus didn't begin with Yehuda necessarily, it wasn't the first king, but once the Malchus started with Yehuda, it's never going to leave. Got it? So this is it. This is Yaakov Avinu declaring that Malchus is going to come from Shevet Yehuda. Now continue. Next page. Ulefi Daiti. The Ramban continues. The next page, number 2. Hamalachim Hamochim Al Yisrael Mishar Hashvatim Acharei David Ovrim Al Das Avihem Umavirim Nachla. Anyone who was a king from another Shevet was violating Yaakov's command. Yaakov declared this is the way it's supposed to be. Only Yehuda has the Malchus. So anyone who was a king outside of Yehuda was violating this pasuk. Good. And that's the famous Ramban. V'kasher harichu Yisrael lahamlich alein b'shar ha'shvatim melech achar melech v'lo ayuchozim el Malchus Yehuda Avru al tzavos hazaken v'nen shuv, and they were punished. Henimichu b'lo mimeni. The Ramban says that the kings from other Shvatim were punished, and he quotes the pasuk in Hosea. They were kings, but not for me. Meaning Hashem didn't want these kings. Why didn't Hashem want these kings? Because they're violating. What are they violating? What are they violating? Yaakov's command. Got it? Hello. So now we have the famous Ramban. Next page, this is the world famous Ramban. This is the world famous Ramban that we mentioned on Hanukkah. Number 3. And this is a scary Ramban, but this is the Ramban Shita. Vizeha Yaonesh HaChashmonayim Shamalchut Beyesheni. This is the punishment of the Chashmonayim. The Ramban says that the Chashmonayim were punished terribly, which we'll see. And he says it was because of this chait of violating the tzava of Yaakov. Now look, this is the famous line. Ki hayu chasidei elyon. They were supremely pious people. A chasid is pious. Elyon, they were very pious. Listen to this line. This is the most amazing line. Ve'ilmaleihem nishtakhu ha-toira va-mitzvos mi-Yisrael. And if not for them, Torah and mitzvot would have been forgotten. Chazal say that we were in trouble, Bisman, the Yavanim. Had we not taken initiative and fought back, we would have been in big trouble, Ruchnius wise. So the Chashmonaim who led the battle They led the Ruchnias battle. They led the physical war. They kept Torah alive. They were Chassidei Elyon, and still they did this chait. And they had a terrible punishment. And he tells you, four of the Chashmonai's sons died in battle. Four of Matisyahu's sons died in battle. And the punishment got, this is the Gemara. Amru Chazal, Kolman de Omar Bibes Chashmonai Kaasina Avdohu. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says all of the Chashmonai's descendants were wiped out. All of them. To such a degree that if somebody claims he came from Beis Chashmonai, it's not true. He's really an Eved. Oh. In other words, what does it mean he was an Eved? Because the only descendant from the Chashmonaim that survived was Herod, who was really an Eved. So if you claim you came from Chashmonai, you're really an Eved. This is the famous Ramban. And why did it happen? That they took over the Malchus incorrectly, and in the end, one of their slaves, Herod, took over the Malchus from them, and they ended up being wiped out. So this is the world famous Ramban. Ramban Shita. Others argue on the Ramban.
I'm not sure.
The Ran and others argue on the Ramban. And they say, no, this wasn't a tzava. They weren't violating an onesh. This was a promise that the way that Yaakov said history is going to develop. And the Ran says that Malchus means when you have independent control. But Bisman Bayesheni, they didn't have such independent control. They were still under the influence of the non-Jewish countries who had a lot of influence over what was happening in Eretz Yisrael. So the Ran says that this is not the explanation for the Chashmonaim. And we mentioned the Rambam, when he talks about the story of Hanukkah, when he's given, and then we won the war, and we praise Hashem for the good things. And what does the Rambam say? V'chazra Malchus liYisrael, something like Yeser al Kimasayim Shana, and Malchus returned for over 200 years. That's this Malchus. So if the Rambam includes, the Achronim point this out, if the Rambam includes the Malchus coming back to the Jewish people as part of what we're thanking Hashem for, it sounds like it was a good thing. The Ramban holds it was a terrible fate, it was a terrible thing. So that line in the Rambam also eats, he argues on the Ramban. So this is a very famous topic, that the Ramban says this pasuk was a tzava, Yaakov's decree, and it was usher to violate it. And he says, the Ramban here praises the Chashmonaim to the top, and also criticizes them in the same sentence. They were Chassidei Elyon, and this is the line. Ramban gives them that zechus, but at the same time, they did this terrible avera that Hashem wanted Malchus to be with Yehuda. Then he goes on to say that also Kohanim shouldn't be the Melech because they were also Kohanim. So this is the world famous Ramban. You got it? Okay. And there's a lot to talk. You can write a paper on this. If you want the Ramban Shita, the Ran Shita, the Ramban Shita, the Ran Shita, the Rambam, how it all fits together. That's the famous Shita. That's the famous Ramban. And the, I don't know, the Musar Haskel. One Musar Haskel is to realize who the Chashmonaim were. That the Imam has saved Torah. That's what he says, Torah and Mitzvahs. Had it not been for our fighting back, we would have Torah would have been weakened and corrupted, and the whole thing would have fallen apart. That's the, and at the same time, behold, they did this terrible avera. Okay, that. Now.